There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
His mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Scientists, a dying species. There just aren't enough young people getting into science anymore. And without scientists, well, you'll cure diseases.
Okay. Ah. Wow. Scientists, we've got to recruit more. It's like a dangerous death cult to be a scientist today, because you can only make a living, with rare exception, if you're willing to do things that reduce the population of planet Earth. That's what they call legitimate science. Yes, your four vaccines, absolutely, reduce the population, according to William Gates.
Well, here's my question. I'm trying to think, and I'm sure maybe it's happened, but for the majority of cases, how many diseases have been cured by science?
Well, if it's pharmaceutical science, not a one.
Okay, that's what I thought.
You know, even scurvy wasn't cured by a drug. Beriberi wasn't cured by a drug. And rheumatoid arthritis, not cured by a drug. Wow, incredible. You know what's even more incredible? The guest we've got lined up this hour, I haven't had on the show before. And I just learned that. It's like I've got such a kinship with this guy, and I'm thinking he's been on the show 100 times. So evidently he was on the show already when Joni, our buddy Joni Abbott, was substitute hosting for me. And what a fine-looking substitute, and so intelligent. And he was on with her. His name, Jeffrey Jackson.
He's got
Jeffrey Jackson is with us, and he's got a fantastic writing ability, covering a lot of the stories we cover here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We often feature his articles, and we've got him on. And listen up. The crowd is about to go wild. Jeffrey Jackson, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Where have you been hiding? Why on earth have I not had you on the show?
I've been chained to the keyboard, putting out information that needs to get out there.
You are working hard.
No time to keep my head up.
Yeah, no time for that. But man, I'm glad you're making time for us today. You've got your latest article, and we have you linked up at jeffreyjackson.com. You'll see how to spell it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. GlaxoSmithKline flu vaccine victims win $63 million lawsuit, totaling now over $9 billion paid out since 2003. I think this is out of the United Kingdom. I was just there. And GSK is big there, but so was their blunder with the Pandemrix swine flu vaccine of those years.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting name for it as well. But, you know, your last guest was talking about what she's learning in nursing school. And we keep hearing the word safe and effective. Well, this is Exhibit A, that this was not safe and effective, nor was it tested or studied on the population. So what you're seeing is, when you look at a vaccine insert, this does not test it for carcinogenic or mutagenic properties. They're not tested on pregnant women or children. That's what this means. This means maybe in the future you're going to be part of a big lawsuit because of the damage. And this is what it looks like. You have $63 million paid out. And I started doing some research on GlaxoSmithKline, their corporate rap sheet, and I started adding up all their violations and lawsuits and criminal lawsuits. and it added up to about $9 billion. And that does not even include the human rights violations, environmental issues they had to pay fines for, tax evasion. I mean, this is just, this story is going to go big, I believe.
Incredible, incredible. And it is interesting to note, and I don't know if it's the same thing I have to assume with the UK, but here in the United States, where we have a Food and Drug Administration wrongly named, it's the Fear and Death Administration, as far as I'm concerned. But every drug that has been recalled here in America, interestingly enough, was once deemed safe and effective by the FDA.
Yeah, like I said, this is now banned in the UK in under 20, people under 20, and it's been since 2011. Now, that only took 2 years since 2009 for the swine flu pandemic. It took 2 years of this for them to say, whoa, let's ban this, stop this, and stop these lawsuits that are coming down the pipe. And hopefully with our billions of dollars, we can take it on and not take too big of a hit to our bottom line stock price, says GlaxoSmithKline.
Yeah, incredible. And no one goes to prison here with these things. Every time we have, the billions that have been paid out to victims through the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program here in America, no GSK, no Merck executive has gone to prison, for harming children needlessly under the guise of no fault based on the desire to have vaccine manufacturers at all. And, of course, there is no free market. For those of you who are my libertarian friends out there who think there's a free market for vaccines, it does not exist. In fact, vaccines would not exist in a free market because there's so much liability associated with them that they couldn't exist with all the death, destruction, injury, and mayhem that they cause. But interestingly enough, England is the place where I just was, where the great controversy of Andrew Wakefield daring to point out observation study that there was an iatrogenic enterocolitis and measles strain associated with the MMR shot in children who also were in the autism spectrum. And a shocker of shocker, of course, the MMR shot acceptance went down since then. But he's now the scapegoat, if you will, of those who are questioning vaccines. But is this resonating as well, this GSK issue with the swine flu shot?
Yeah, it appears from the evidence that the whole vaccine debate is resting on a house of cards of essentially propaganda and character attacks. The real science, when they say real science, the real science is in, and it's been submitted by people like Wakefield, by people like Andrew Molden, by people like Russell Blaylock. These people have laid out the pathology for any doctor, pediatrician, or anybody that wants to look at this, including myself, who's not a doctor. I can follow this stuff. If some of it gets a little complicated, but it's not that bad. And doctors should, I wrote an article about 2 months ago, and it was titled "A Third Option." Sign this, then inject me. And, if they're going to push forward with this forced vaccination situation or takeaway exemption, a last option for mothers and families is to bring in a form and say, have the doctor sign it, because the doctor doesn't have any skin in the game, nor does the vaccine manufacturer. So if you have them sign it before they inject your child and say, look, I, as a licensed practitioner, I'm up to date with all the studies. I know all the mechanisms of how these cause damage. I've read the inserts. I understand there's a CDC whistleblower. Have them sign that paper, and you hold on to that, and let's see how their attitude changes right before they inject you. I hear it changes a lot.
As well it should. And, this is what's interesting about their push to remove exemptions. The New York Times, I mentioned this last hour, just put out an op-ed piece that said, maybe we shouldn't be so eager to remove these exemptions, because it was a very small percentage, even though they like to inflate the numbers to pretend everybody is opting out. And now, because of the push, there's a push back by many of these families who don't want to be bullied around by government medical complex minions. And because of that, many thousands of more families that may have ever been exposed to this controversy suddenly are waking up. And the New York Times suddenly said, whoa, 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 we might have screwed the pooch on this deal.
Certainly in the United States, where we talk about freedom, the basic freedom that an individual should have should certainly start with the freedom of what they should be able to do to their body, and especially what they should do to their body when they're in a healing crisis. That it should start there and end the discussion.
Indeed. We're talking with Jeffrey Jackson. If you have not read his articles, doing fantastic work, published a lot of places around the web, including I've seen them at Natural News. And if any time I get permission to republish any of your work, I'm happy to do it as well, because, you know, your research is sound, and the way you're writing, very easy to understand for folks. JeffreyJackson.com. It's linked up in the show notes, the article there as well. The continuing discussion of vaccines, this is not going to go away tomorrow, obviously. We've got a lot of work to do to continue this. But there's another story here, maybe I get your perspective on, regarding a new study claiming that it is a good idea to vaccinate boys, young boys, for the human papillomavirus, right? One of the most controversial vaccines ever to come out in recent times is the GSK has the Cervarix, and of course Merck has Gardasil, creating so much mayhem, damage, injury, paralysis, and even death among girls. Now they're targeting the boys. We've covered this, but now they're claiming there's a new study that says, yeah, it's a good idea. It's a Canadian study. You hosers, why did you do this? But saying, yeah, it's a good idea. We should inject the boys too. But get this, Jeffrey, you're going to love this. The researchers stress that as the vaccine is relatively recent, okay, even though they've endorsed it and they're saying it's a good thing, listen to this. The researchers are now stressing, this is at the end of the article, that even though the vaccine is relatively recent, it is, it will be at least 25 years before its effectiveness in the prevention of cancer can be fully demonstrated.
Huh?
Yes, I know. Isn't that stunning? This is what we've been saying. They've got a 25-year grace period of just saying, yeah, it works, just believe us. 25 years down the road, we go, well, maybe it didn't, but hey, we've made billions, so no worries.
Well, you listen, there's such a great track record. We just found out the other day that after 70 years of acetaminophen being given to people, that it suppresses happy and positive feelings. So, you know, what, 70 years, 25 years.
Jeffrey, I bet you're not surprised by any of this.
Not at all. In fact, when you say Gardasil, my mind immediately goes to Governor Perry in Texas. This was about 3 years ago, and he signed into law. Actually, it was
an executive order, I think, at the time.
Yes, it was. It was an executive order for all girls to get the Gardasil shots, and he retracted that after a huge backlash, and actually made a public statement that that was the wrong idea, but not before a lot of those girls went to the scaremongering and were damaged by this vaccine. So, you know, these studies not only have to be looked at very carefully, but law cannot be made or based around scientific studies. Science is always changing. By its nature, it's always in flux because there's always new information coming up. So it's not wise.
Except, Jeffrey, in the minds of pro-vaccine cultists, they say, you shall not question whatever we say here because we're making too much money and we have no liability. Well, the liability on your soul is very real, Paul Offit. You'll find out one day. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert, we'll be right back.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we got a bunch of upcoming events and appearances. We'll let you know about that a little later. We've got another segment here with Jeffrey Jackson, jeffreyjackson.com. And Jeffrey, the longest way you can spell the word, the name Jeffrey, unless it was a G-E-O-F, but it's not, it's J-E-F-F-E-R-E-Y-J-A-X-E-N.com. Tell me I got that right. Okay, don't tell me I got it right. I hope I got it right.
Jeffrey, I think you've offended him.
Oh, no. Jeffrey, you with us?
Did you lose him?
I can't believe we lost. Patrick, do we have Jeffrey with us? I was certainly hoping to. But we did lose him. See if we can reach out to him again, because I definitely want him in here. In the meantime, let me play this clip, because he was talking about uncovering with the latest article all of the nasty things GSK has done, and they've paid billions of dollars in fines and frauds. But who's gone to jail is the question. And this was a report from a whistleblower, Blair Hamrick, I believe in the UK. Let's give a listen to clip one here.
There's nobody who the buck stops with. Everyone is, you know, even the CEO of GlaxoSmithKline now saying, oh, it's a long time ago. I had nothing to do with it. So everybody's passing the buck. Nobody's stepping up and saying, you know what? I'm sorry. I did do this, and I'm sorry. And I hope that some of these people will eventually go to prison. And I'm not talking country club prison. I'm talking doing hard time.
Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be pharmaceutical sales reps. Right? Yeah, working for GSK, it's a block, a pockmark or blackness in the soul at that point, what they do. And if you want to teach your kids right from wrong, don't have them go into the drug industry. I'm just saying it right there as it is. Look at what they've done. Absolute mayhem. And you say, well, look at all what drugs save. Well, listen, if we had lived a life free of a lot of these petrochemical nasties, we wouldn't be dealing with a lot of these chronic diseases that happen because we continue to pour toxic poison into our bodies, breathe it in, drink it in, etc. And then we think, well, the solution will be more of that stuff that got us in trouble to get us out of that trouble. And then when we kill you, as they do, there's no liability, right? You want to teach them right from wrong, good and evil? You can get away with anything. You can kill people and nothing will happen to you. Is that what you want to teach your kids? Because that's what they're learning in the pharmaceutical industry. One more from the whistleblower.
You've got people in the prison system now that were caught with an ounce of weed, and you know, and they're doing time. Where these people, look what they've done to your children, and they're just skating right by.
Exactly. And Jeffrey Jackson's helping us point that out with his continued writings. We have him featured in the show notes today at robertscottbell.com. Jeffrey, you back with us?
Yes, I am.
Sorry we lost you. I was thinking I said something to offend you, like I spelled your name wrong, but I think I spelled it right. So it's jeffreyjackson.com. So anyway, yeah, billions of dollars GSK has paid. And I said, you know, if you want your kids to grow up and be healthy and understand right and wrong, don't send them into the drug industry. That's just my opinion.
Well, the kids that are getting the one that's lawsuit in the U.K., I want to go back for a second and explain why they are in a lawsuit to begin with. In 2009, if everyone remembers, the swine flu hoax pandemic was perpetrated by the CDC and the World Health Organization. And in doing that, John Rappaport had a hold of that article, right, or that story, yeah, right when it came out. And what essentially happened was there was a bunch of cases, not a lot, and the CDC stopped counting. So in the middle of it, mm-hmm, for no reason. So that's their election of duty. But what happened after that is the World Health Organization declared the H1N1 virus a level 6 pandemic based on about 20 cases.
Changing the definition of pandemic, right?
Yes, sir. And then you're looking at, after that, 60 million doses of the flu virus vaccine in UK is given out, and the swine flu, lo and behold, was only about 18,000 people globally, when the World Health Organization's annual flu numbers of flu deaths is about 250,000 to 500,000. So it was a drop in the bucket, and this was just manufactured hype. And the Council of Europe, which is a human rights organization, they blasted the World Health Organization for saying, they were saying, quote, unjustified scare and waste of taxpayer money was the result of all their hype. And now you can add to that damaged children.
Yeah, exactly.
53 million.
Well, Jeffrey, keep up the great work. I know you will. You've been writing a lot of great things for some time now, and I'm so glad I finally got you on board. It's not just Joni that brought you on board here. So thank you, my friend, for all your great work. Jeffrey Jackson, jeffreyjackson.com. Go to robertscottbell.com. The link is up. We've got a cannabis update coming up, and what happens if you fix a bridge in America? Yeah, you think somebody would say thank you? Watch the thanks you get for doing it. We'll be right back.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past 2 years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, before I forget, I got to tell you what's coming up. If you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I do travel a bit occasionally here and there, and we do have some events, and I hope to see you and meet you there and say thank you for being out there helping us spread the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty far and wide, all over planet Earth. What do we have coming up? Nature Time this weekend. Super Don, I'm going to Syracuse, New York. I hope it thawed out. No snow there, or I'm not going.
Back to New York, New York.
Yeah, this is Syracuse upstate. We're going to go for Nature Time's annual health fair, and that's April 19th, all day Sunday. I'll be lecturing, keynoting that. Nature Time is spelled NaturTime, Nature Time. And we have the link. You can just hot link it, hyperlink it in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. If you want to grab it and put it out through the social networks, you can do that as well. Then we have Hoover's Market in Altamont Springs, Orlando, Florida, April 29th, the end of this month, a Wednesday evening. We'll be live for the first hour, and then Super Don, you and TMB will take over, and I've got a live lecture to do at the second hour of the show.
Ooh, are you worried about what we're going to say?
Totally. But I can't control it. I've got to let it go. I've got to be spiritual about this. And then unlock your power to heal with RSB and TMB at Food and Thought back in Naples, Florida. TMB's going to be there. We might have a special guest appearance by Sayer G from Green Med Info. That is Friday, May 15th. That'll be awesome. And then Autism One, the biggie. The big one of the year, May 20th through 24th in Chicago, Illinois. I hope to see you there. We'll be broadcasting live. I'll have lots of the Echo Water. We'll do molecular hydrogen-enriched water. Will be available there. Lots of silver, and who knows what other homeopathy we'll have with us. So that's what's upcoming. And what is happening right now is a little different. It's, well, you know what it is.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
I still don't know what they're singing about in that song, Super Don, but I like it. It's Paging Dr. Green Thumb. This is the cannabis update. This is, what are you laughing at? This is coming from WebMD of all places.
This could be a moment of duh.
It could be, shouldn't it be? Liquid medical marijuana shows promise for epilepsy.
Oh.
No, really? That's new? Is that new?
No. I had no idea when we were out in Chicago and Denver, mm-hmm. and we were meeting all the cannamoms and seeing everything that it was cannabidiol. I had no idea.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've been covering this. But look, WebMD, late to the game, but welcome. Welcome. The cannabis water is warm. A child and adult patients who took cannabidiol had a big drop in seizure rates, according to the study. So they're acknowledging, again, what we're finding consistently. They call it a liquid form of medical marijuana. Stop with the marijuana already. It's cannabis, right? It's hemp. But it's helping people and children with severe epilepsy that do not respond to other treatments. Well, none of those other treatments are really healing or curative.
No.
Because they're not reducing the inflammation. They're not restoring integrity to the gastrointestinal tract the way that the cannabidiol seems to be doing, as well as being neuroprotective and neuroregenerative.
So now, you know what's significant about this?
What is that?
And I would say probably the biggest, most significant part of this is that this study was not done in Israel,
mm-hmm.
wasn't done in Switzerland, it was mm-hmm. done in the United States, and that is significant.
No, how is that possible? How do they do a study in the USA? We're not scientific about this stuff.
Well, things are changing. Things are changing, and it's a very slow process. But
NYU.
NYU, yeah.
New York University Langone Comprehensive Epilepsy Center in New York City. NYU and the Village. I've been there. I swam against them when I was in university, interestingly enough.
You were a swimmer?
Yeah, I whipped them, too. Sprinter. Uh-huh. Get in and out really fast.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, those were the days. You know, it was a cold winter in New York. This was well before the Twin Towers came down. That's a whole other story. But anyway, interesting that WebMD picked this up. So that's cool. So let's see. You can also, if you're not familiar with this, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, CBD is available in all 50 states, cannabidiol. You can get it from the Industrial Hemp Plant, our friends at HempMeds, HempMedsPX.com. You hear the commercials. Really good stuff. My wife has utilized it for a number of years now, thank God, for pain relief like nothing else. Not even the narcotics could touch the things that the CBD is doing. And, again, legal in all 50 states. So that's great news. Now, let's see. Where else do we go? We got some other interesting stories. You know what? I think I'm going to do this question of the day first to make sure, because I don't want to ignore our fans, our listeners, that ask the questions that need answering.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Yay! All right, what's this question of the day all about, Super Don? I see it. Wind! Wind asking a lot of questions. Didn't we do the weight of wind yesterday on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Or that was something that was a different kind of wind?
Well, a certain kind of wind.
Not this kind of wind. No, this wind. Please, RSB, tell us, for those affected with oxidative stress disorders, how does one overcome that, please? Inquiring minds want this info, please. Lots of neurotoxins out there damaging the endocrine system. Wind. Oxidative stress disorders, I mean, literally, just about everything you can say that is inflammatory and stressful, you know, is relating to oxidative stress. And what we're finding out, again, the things we have here. By the way, Doc Newsom is out of the doghouse. I bet he didn't even know he was in it. He kept promising me he was going to send me some liquid fulvic acid chelator. And he thought he did. And he might have, but I didn't get it. It's the last time we had him on last week. A fantastic interview. If you missed the last interview with Doc Newsom, fantastic. You got to go download it through the archives at GCN or National News Radio or wherever else it is. But I finally got the Fulvicculator. And, you know, he's got the Super Earth Energy. He's got the digestive detox and, of course, the Inflammagon. All of these things relate to oxidative stress and damage and detox. And this is one of the most profound additional tools we've learned, along with the hydrating aspect, especially with the molecular hydrogen. And we just had Paul Barrettero back on the show, back from his world tour of Asia and what do they call it, Pacific Asia. There's a name for the southern...
The Pacific Rim?
The Pacific Rim, but further down into Australia, New
Polynesia?
Zealand. Polynesia, maybe. Yeah, a little bit of that. I think they hit Fiji on a layover. But fascinating what we're learning about molecular hydrogen and its ability to neutralize the most harmful of the oxidative stress radicals, right, the hydroxyl radicals. Literally, the H2 goes in and neutralizes them by converting them into water and just floats them right out. And so, Wind, if you haven't checked into the Echo Water, this is a missing component in so many people that are dealing with ongoing chronic oxidative stress disorders, along with the fulvic acid. Now, there are any number of things that TMB wrote with me, RSB, in our book, Unlock the Power to Heal. We've talked so much about selenium and chromium and silica. I mean, a lot of these things counteract inflammation, but also work to repair. And I've been studying a lot more deeply, if you will, the additional element that's coming pretty soon from natural immunogenics, the copper hydrosol. Copper hydrosol is extraordinary, and it's a companion piece to the silver hydrosol because it even has a more comprehensive, what we call systemic reduction of inflammation to facilitate the use of zinc. It's like the foreman that orchestrates the use of zinc in the body for repair. Silver facilitates repair to just about everything in the body, especially the vascular system. And we do have a lot of oxidative stress disorders that damage the vascular system, varicose veins, cardiovascular inflammation. And so we're going to see there's going to be such so many cool uses, in addition to, I believe, another accelerating factor to the silver allo protocol, maybe really the silver copper allo protocol, to even accelerate recovery of intestinal integrity. And, of course, copper can address the higher fungal species and parasitic life forms a little more efficiently than even silver can. So that's going to be cool, too. So, Wind, I hope that's helpful to you. I know it's not the most comprehensive because there's so many more things, but those are some of the basics and simplest things you can implement and integrate right now. And, of course, increasing your essential fats because the nerves need those good fats for recovery as well. So, Super Don, how did I do on the Wind? Did I break Wind?
I hope not. Well,
no, I'm just kidding.
Let me light a match.
Oh, who did that? Super Don. Yeah. No, that was Izzy. I'm sorry. That was not.
Yeah, we don't have any fart stories today. I'm kind of.
No, I know. I know. It's just, what's a day without a gaseous emission story? But we sort of talk gaseous emissions and molecular hydrogen, although it doesn't smell bad, and actually it's good for you. Now, here's a story, a double tragic story coming up here. This is in Georgia, where I used to be from. Can you say that? I was from there. I got a southern in me. Get me around my old southern friends, and you call me the Jewish redneck. White County, Georgia, two high school students, and this is serious now, were tragically killed last month after an 18-year-old Taylor Swing lost control of his vehicle on a curb. The high school student's car then careened over the edge of a bridge, and Swing, as well as his passenger, 16-year-old Cecily Hamilton, both drowned after the vehicle landed in the creek below. And so there are barricades on this bridge for the length of the bridge, but evidently none of them at the entrance after the curve where this accident had occurred. And so Hamilton, the father of the girl that died, said, you know, if this had been done, they might still be alive today. So he was concerned and said, you know, let's get the county, let's get White County to fix this thing. We should have no more, nobody should lose their life at this bridge. And so this is a story about a guy trying to pay it forward after a tragedy of losing his own daughter. And so the county was just kind of blowing it off, evidently. And rather than waiting, he's like, I'm a grieving dad. I don't want to see, I couldn't live with myself if another child died or anybody. And so what did he do? He took matters into his own hands to make his community a safer place. And Hamilton began constructing a temporary safety feature on the bridge using materials donated by neighbors.
You know, now, we could stop this story right there
and be
like, what a feel-good story that is.
Give the guy,
somebody getting involved. Yeah.
At least a pat on the back, something, you know, key to the city.
It's the way
whatever.
It used to be.
White
right?
County, come on, a good Samaritan does a good deed after a tragedy. But no, White County says, uh-uh, not so good. We are arresting you, Mr. Hamilton, for interference with government property. They arrested him.
Wow. You know, what do you say to that? Where's the logic in that?
Incredible.
It was government property that he was interfering with. So then I suppose, shouldn't he be suing them for manslaughter or murder because it was the government property that was involved in her death?
Yeah, wrongful death in this case that he didn't put up a barrier properly. Oh, my gosh. Why do you need the government if they're not even going to fix the things that need to be fixed, right? Who would build the roads without government? Well, it looks like people like Mr. Hamilton would do that. So the Libertarians score one for them on this. Bad on White County, Georgia. If anybody knows anything, that they can make a correction here and say thank you to that man who tragically lost his daughter. We'd like to hear more from that. 866-939-BELL. You can call us 24/7. If your mother-in-law is coming to town, please, 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 I urge you, I beg you, do not shoot any armadillos. We'll explain after the break.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, and I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots, and the best part is I show you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins.
If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
What a show, my friends. What a show today. I've just been thinking back of what we've done, Super Don. I mean, to have Nicole on to talk about her story, getting kicked out of Baker College for, you know, not wanting to lie about vaccines. What a phenomenal thing, the outreach that's happening here, and we're able to go deeper on these stories. I'm just so pleased with that.
Well, and I'll tell you what, Robert, you made a prediction that, you know, this big deal that the medical industry, the pharmaceutical industry was making about the measles and vaccination stuff. You predicted that there was going to be a backlash. And I would say that what we're seeing now is maybe the beginning of that backlash, not necessarily somebody purposely going out and trying to hit back, but people that are feeling compelled to be vocal and and say things. I think we're starting to see it happen.
Well, look, even RFK, come on. This guy's an insider of insiders, right? His family, politically connected, you know, at one point looked around and got fed up and said, this is not right. And, you know, the question is, what is your limit? Where is that point where you go, enough? I cannot sit idly by. I cannot sit silently by and watch, for instance, another Holocaust occur. Yes, I said a Holocaust. Not any Holocaust, a Holocaust. Again, that point is very important to make, and I hope you get that. I hope you get it through, and so you can use these reference points very appropriately. Because even though the mainstream media is trying to program you to react and shut down to those words, they are accurate when used correctly, as we do today and as RFK initially did. I know why he backed down. Also, thanks to Jeffrey Jackson for being on board with us. We appreciate him so much and his articles. And you, questioning as we go, you can call us, 866-939-BELL, leave a message, or go to the website, robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty even possible. Now, this is one of the weirder stories, and you do find some weird stories, Super Don, I will say.
You know, I have to pass up a few, but we try and pull out the gems.
You do. Again, another. What are you picking on Georgia today? This is another Georgia story. Guy's mother-in-law is visiting. He goes out shooting. He shot at an armadillo 100 yards away from his mother-in-law's mobile home. But the bullet bounced off of the armadillo. I'm not. This is not funny, but struck her in the back.
Ah. You know, I'll bet you he had been training with that armadillo for maybe a few months.
I'm suspicious here. I'm thinking maybe he tried. He's like, oh, let me make that. If I hit it just right, like he's a good pool player, and he targeted. It reminds me of something from childhood here.
Well, I hate to do this, but I'll just have to use my ricochet revolver.
Uh-oh, a bullet's heading for the door. Now it's heading for the window. Can't get in.
Was that from, like, Ricochet Rabbit? I just have this vague memory of a cartoon way back when.
That was Ricochet Rabbit. So apparently this guy he was using the Ricochet Revolver. And,
right. Here was the actual sound it made as it hit the armadillo. Right.
Wow, what are armadillos? What is that? It's like Kevlar armadillos or something?
Well, they make them. They're technologically superior to previous editions of armadillos, evidently. Do you have armadillos where you are? Are they?
We have
armadillos. In fact, they're not indestructible because I did see one on the side of the road that did not win against the car. I didn't see it happen, but I know that was the aftermath.
Poor armadillo. So you're saying a bullet, maybe, a car, no.
Yeah, I mean, I guess their armor is protective against certain bullets. I don't know what the guy was shooting. Did the mother-in-law live, by the way? I don't know the end of that story. Is she okay?
I'm going to say so.
She was
because
injured.
Otherwise, I think the title would have been different than it was. She would have been killed by
it. It looks like she was not severely injured. She was walking around on her own power and talking. I don't know if she's talking to her son-in-law anymore after that. But like I said, you're not going to get away with it. Don't think that if you have an armadillo handy when mother-in-laws are around, it's not going to work. They're going to catch you. Don't do it. Just saying. This tip of the day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Smith. Who's this Smith? This is, okay, yeah. You know, she used the word down there. Is this a popular in Georgia, varmint?
Yeah, varmint. That goes back to the varmint. Beverly Hillbillies, too. They use that word much more prevalently, if you will, frequently. Varmint, you know, a critter, a varmint. There are varmint catchers and critter catchers. Most of the varmints now are in Congress, and we will not vote for them. By the way, if you don't vote, it's okay. I know some people think it's irresponsible to say that, but my main focus for you is to grow food and teach your neighbors how to grow food. Adopt a neighborhood and teach them to grow food. That's going to be real survival, even beyond anybody's vote. So here we are. We're at the end of the show. We've got lots more healing tomorrow. In the meantime, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.